The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zulsdorf with a 5-minute podcast to help you in your observance of the octave of Christmas. From O Admirabile Commercium by Blessed Dom Columba Marmion. The humanity of Christ renders God visible, and above all, and it is in this that divine wisdom is shown to be admirable, it renders God passable. Sin, which destroyed the divine life within us, demands a satisfaction, an expiation, without which it would be impossible for divine life to be restored to us. Being a mere creature, man cannot give this satisfaction for an offense of infinite malice, and, on the other hand, the divinity can neither suffer nor expiate. God cannot communicate his life to us unless sin be blotted out. By an immutable decree of divine wisdom, sin can only be blotted out if it be expiated in an adequate manner. How is this problem to be solved? The Incarnation gives us the answer. Consider the babe of Bethlehem. He is the Word made flesh. The humanity that the Word makes his own is passable. It is this humanity which will suffer, will expiate. These sufferings, these expiations, will belong, however, to the Word, as this humanity itself does. They will take from the divine person an infinite value which will suffice to redeem the world, to destroy sin, to make grace superabound in souls like an impetuous and fructifying river. Oh, admirable exchange! Do not let us stay to wonder by what other means God might have brought it about, but let us contemplate the way wherein he has done so. The Word asks of us a human nature to find in it wherewith to suffer, to expiate, to merit, to heap graces upon us. It is through the flesh that man turns away from God. It is in becoming flesh that God delivers man. The flesh that the Word of God takes upon himself is to become the instrument of salvation for all flesh. O admirabile commercium! Doubtless, as you know, it was necessary to await the immolation of Calvary for the expiation to be complete, but, as St. Paul teaches us, it was from the first moment of his incarnation that Christ accepted to accomplish his Father's will and to offer himself as victim for the human race. It is by this oblation that Christ begins to sanctify us. It is from the crib that he inaugurates this life of suffering, such as he willed to live for our salvation, this life of which the term is a Golgotha, and that in destroying sin is to restore to us the friendship of his Father. The crib is certainly only the first stage, but it radically contains all the others. This is why in the Christmas solemnities the Church attributes our salvation to the temporal birth itself of the Son of God. This is why, from that moment, deliverance, redemption, salvation, eternal life will be spoken of constantly. It is by his humanity that Christ, High Priest and Mediator, binds us to God. But it is at Bethlehem that he appears to us in this humanity. The Collect of the First Mass of Christmas. Oremus. Deus qui hanc sacratissimam noctem, veri luminis fecisti illustratione clarescere, taque esulus ut cuius lucis mysteria in terra coniovimus, eius quoque gaudiis in cielo perfruamur. Let us pray. O God, who have brightened this most holy night with the splendor of the true light, grant, we beseech you, that we may know in heaven the joy of that light, which we have known mystically on earth, who livest and reignest with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.